When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Let us go to Bethlehem and see. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place. Let us go, let us see this thing which the Lord has made known to us. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Let us go to Bethlehem and see. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place. Let us go, let us see this thing which the Lord has made known."
Hello, my friend. Is it dawning on you yet? Has it come into your life? Are you sensing the brightness of the truth, the wonder of this season? As the old expression goes, has it dawned on you yet? This comes to mind because when Greg and I sort of huddled on a cold winter day on our phones the other day, he suggested that we might reflect on the gospel, Luke 2, 15 to 20, for our Christmas podcast. So here we are, and it's dawning on us. We're waking up to what we've been waiting for, and it's quite amazing as we hear the story over and over again. In the dawn, the story is already told in a sense because the shepherds were told. They were told about the birth of Jesus. And now we hear the shepherd's story. They're really struck by this. And they say, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they have a deep sense of what we call revelation. The veil's been taken back and they can see something. Poor lowly shepherds, as homilists love to remember too, and stinky. So they've been out with their animals and out in the night and out in places, and now they're coming into town and checking places out and looking for this one they've been told about by the angel. It dawned on them that this really is the King of Kings. It dawned on them as the bright light of the angels over them that in their heart they began to feel that the very longings they'd had for so long, not just themselves, but their ancestors and their families before them, that somehow this was being fulfilled in their midst. As Jesus will say later on in the temple, when he rises at the beginning of his ministry and reads from Isaiah of the proclamation of the Messiah. And he says, "This reading has been fulfilled in your midst." And it probably dawned on some of those people too. You and I have a chance now to let it come in on us during these simple times that we share together to reflect a bit. The old four W's I like to think of rose up this morning and wondering about what this time would be like. And I think it's partly that, it's waking. And you and I have been waiting through this Advent time. And there's some wonderful wondering going on. If we're alive, we're wondering. We may be fretting, worrying, we might be anxious. It's been a very difficult year and maybe a few years for you. And maybe real tragedies have come into your life and your family. We hold all that in prayer with you. And I know in no way does that expression or that reality take it away. But we do take to ourselves the burdens you bear and wonder with you how amazing it is that God promises to come and be at home with us there, to be with us in our very wounds, as he was with Mary in her womb, that was his home in the world. And Jesus grew up from there and began to bring about, even in his childhood, an amazement on the part of people. They broke out of their way of seeing children. What's he doing in the temple teaching like that? You might say, what are you doing beginning to listen to this podcast thinking, after the end of it, I maybe have something I'm going to do? It might be sit and meditate longer. It might be to go into a wonderful Christmas meal with others. It might be to now celebrate where you've been over Christmas and just sit by a fire or in your chair, waiting, watching, seeing what happens, wondering about it, letting it fill us again with wonder, awesomeness. And then the word that is a little over-Americanized, so I'll be careful with it, is work. We are welcomed in so that we will go out. We've been given the good news so that we would share it with others. But some of us wear thin trying to do that because we didn't start off here, listening, waking up to the wonder of the word, watching it, seeing and hearing the angels come to us. For all who heard this were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph, and an infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them by the angel.
Again and again and again, Mary shows us our first and primal work, which is to receive God's word. Wonder over it as it rests within our heart, not as an object or a printed page, but the liveliness of Christ Jesus our Lord, who will, even in this winter's springtime, lift up in us as simple, loving kindnesses for others. In a world where just ordinary boundaries became these terrible borders, where separation has confined families for generations now in tent cities, you and I hopefully have the comfort of being somewhere where we can be thinking about how we can live with the others who have nowhere to be at home. This is not to become guilty, it's to become sensitive. It's the joy of beginning to be shepherds who had no place except now, the new place, to go see Mary, to be caught in the amazement that others felt when they showed up, to wonder, to be knocked off their feet, to be taken, to have it dawn on them, the dawning of a new day, the dawning of Christ's life, the dawning of the God who is light for you and me. So I bless you, my friend, and ask you to bless me and all who are listening now and will take time to join in with us through this Christmas season. And the lowly, the little ones, who actually bear the message sometimes so beautifully, like for Francis the leper, who taught him so much through a kiss, embrace, and a recognition of a true human being. May we discover that about ourselves and all around us, that God abides with us, lives within us, and will not leave us. Let us be caught off guard as the wonder of God's love dawns upon us again and again this Christmas. From Greg Lucamelli and the whole Mountain community, this is Dan Riley wishing you the most pleasant, peaceful, and fulfilling time, so that the fullness you have, you might share with others. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
Shepherd and follow. You'll forget your flocks, you'll forget your herd. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow, follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Shepherd and follow, follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hill.